has turned us.
O God, what a privilege to bow our heads today and call upon the living God.
Kulunkulu kuyinhlanhla enkulu kangakanani ukuba singathoba amakhanda ethu simemeze uNkulunkulu ophilayo.
You know, Lord, how we need thee.
Uyazi Nkosi ukuba sikudinga kangakanani.
To breathe life into your word.
Uba Nkosi uphefumulele izwi lakho.
To unlock our minds.
Uvule Nkosi nengqondo zethu.
That this service will serve a purpose for your kingdom.
Ukuba le nkonzo Nkosi ifesi inhloso yombuso wakho.
That will bear fruit for time and eternity.
Ukuba Nkosi thele izithelo manje nasesikhathini esizayo.
Oh, be merciful, we pray.
Siyacela Nkosi ba nomusa kithi.
And bless us.
Usibusise.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a challenge that I have this morning.
Kunenselelo engibhekene nayo namhlanje kuseni.
I would like to speak about the life of walking in the Spirit.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngempilo yokuhamba emoyeni.
And take examples from God's word as to how challenges will come across our way in life that will tempt us to go off the track and stop walking in the Spirit.
Ngithatha izibonelo lapho sikhuluma ngeyinselelo esingabhekana nazo empilweni ezingafuna ukuba zisichezukele zisikhiphe endleleni ukuba singakwazi ukuhamba emoyeni.
There is one actually golden rule.
Khona umthetho omile.
And that is to listen to God's voice, to keep an open channel to God, so that God can guide us in different circumstances.
Lo mthetho wodwa ukuba sihlale njalo sibheke ezwini likaNkulunkulu sikuye ukuze kube uyena ozosihola ezimeni ezahlukahlukene.
And if I can summarize the conclusion of what I want to say.
Uma ngingakugoqa nje ngikufinyeze lokho engithanda ukusho.
The final recipe for failure to live with God, to overcome in this world, and to enter into heaven is to keep an ear to God's voice and allow God to speak to us.
Eyona nto engasiza ukuba siphumelele sihlale simile njalo ukuba njalo sihlale silalele izwi likaNkulunkulu simvumele futhi ukuba akhulume nathi.
And as I speak about these things, I want to say how privileged I think we are at the mission.
Ngithanda ukugcizelela ngisho ukuthi sinenhlanhla enkulu kangakanani la emission.
We've often spoken about our leader and how we preach the truth and how he showed us the way through his sermons.
Kaningi sikhulumile ngomholi wethu ubaba umfundisi ukuba ukhuluma kanjani nangesibonelo ayisona ngezinto azenzayo sikhombisa nokuphila.
But friends, more than all that, how privileged were we not and are we not to have his example to follow.
Kodwa okukhulu kakhulu sihlobo sinenhlanhla enkulu kangakanani ukuba sibe naye eyisibonelo esingabonela kuso silandele.
That give us a clear direction in all these different challenges that we might face in this world.
Okusinikeza inkomba indlela ecacile ukuthi singahamba kanjani sinqobe izinselele esibhekana nazo la
empilweni. Now let me start off with a verse that I want to read that demonstrates to me the challenges you and I will face in our spiritual walk.
Ake ngiqale ngevesi ngithanda ukulifunda elisivezela ngeyinselelo esiyobhekana nazo endleleni yethu yokukholwa.
Philippians 1 from verse 9.
Incwadi yabase Philippi isahluko sokuqala sifunda kusweli vesini lesishiyagalolunye.
Philippians 1 verse 9. And this I pray, that you may abound, that your love may abound still more in knowledge and all discernment.
Incwadi yabasefiliphu sahluko sokuqala ivesi lesishiyagalolunye. Ngikhulekela lokhu ukuba uthando lwenu luvame kakhulu njalo ekwazini nasekuqondeni konke.
And then verse 10, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
Ivesi leshumi ukuze nikwazi ukwahlukanisa nize nibe mhlophe nabangakhubekisiyo kuze kube lusuku luka Christ.
In verse 9 it says that you may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
Ivesi lesishiyagalolunye lithi luvame kakhulu njalo ekwazini nasekuqondeni konke leli humusho lesingisi lithi nasekwahlukaniseni.
Because friends, life will bring to you virtually day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, situations where you and I must discern what is relevant for this specific situation.
Kuba zihlobo njalo empilweni siyobhekana nezimo la eziyosidinga ukuthi ngezikhathi zonke sihlukanise ukuthi ikuphi esimele sikwenze ngaleso simo esibhekene naso.
Because there are different aspects, things that you and I must keep in mind in every situation.
Kukuba ziningi izinto ekudinga ukuthi sizigcine emqondweni kwizimo zonke esibhekana nazo.
In every situation there will be something for the I, the me, the ego that I can take out of the situation.
Kuleso naleso simo engobhekana naso njalo uvama umini ugqame wona ukuthi kuvele mina kube yimina ophuma nokuthize kuleso simo.
And I see the situations only in the light of what I can gain out of it.
Isimo ngibhekane naso ngendlela kuphela ukuthi ngifuna ukubona ukuthi mina ngingazuzani kuleso simo.
There is another angle to every situation.
Kukhona njalo olunye uhlangothi kwisimo nesimo esenzakalayo.
The needs of the people involved in that situation.
Izidingo zabantu ababhekene naleso simo.
Is it spiritual needs or physical needs?
Ngabe izidingo zokomoya noma izidingo nje zezinto eziphathekayo?
Is it carnal needs or needs for God's kingdom?
Ingabe izidingo zokwenyama nje noma izidingo zombuso kaNkuluNkulu?
Every situation that you and I get into, there is a possibility to look at it in a carnal way.
Ileso naleso simo esibhekana naso kulula kithini ukuba sisibheke noma sisibuke ngeso lenyama.
Where I can either act in a carnal way in the flesh, which brings glory and satisfaction to my flesh.
Lapho ngenze ukuthi leso simo ngisithathe ngokwenyama ngendlela ezojabulisa mina ngizwele mina enyameni ngithokozile.
Lose my temper.
Ngithukuthele mangithanda.
Tell a person off.
Ngimtshela umuntu lokho engithanda umtshela khona.
Give him a piece of my mind.
Khulume naye impela ngizwe ukuthi cha ngimnikile ngimtshelile.
Or there is a spiritual way to handle the situation, to walk in the spirit.
Noma kube khona indlela yokomoya engithatha ngaso leso simo ngihambe emoyeni.
Pride in me will have a certain angle on the situation.
Ukuyiqhenya okukumina nakho kuyofuna ukuba kwisimo nesimo engibhekana naso kuzama ukungena.
Every situation there is a possibility that my pride could be harmed, and am I going to allow that to happen, or am I going to do something to save my pride in the situation?
Kwisimo nesimo kungenzeka ukuthi ngibone ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi ukuphakama kwami kuthotshiswe, ngizovuma yini ukuba ngithobe noma ngizolwela ukuthi kumele ngiphakame ngivele?
And am I going to do something that's good for the people, which will make me popular, or am I going to do something which has God's approval and God's blessing on what I do?
Ngizowenza into ezowenza ukuthi ebantwini ngivele ngumuntu odumile bangithande noma ngizobheka ukuthi kungcono ngenze lokho okuzodumisa uNkulunkulu.
And then there's another aspect in every situation.
Kuleso naleso simo esivelayo khona enye ingxenye futhi egqamayo.
The things that I see with my eyes, the situation that I can see with my eyes and experience.
Izinto engizibonayo ngamehlo ami nezinto engizibonayo nje zenzeka phambi kwami.
Or the spiritual aspect which I cannot see with my human eyes.
Bese kuba khona lokho kokomoya engeke ngikubone ngeso lenyama.
The world of demons and Satan's forces that are invisible and that are busy working in that situation.
Izwe lelo lamadimoni izinto zika Satan ezisuke zisebenza leso sikhathi.
Friends, may we never slacken spiritually and sit back because we are guaranteed to make the wrong decision if we're not on our toes spiritually, if we don't remain razor sharp spiritually.
Sihlobo ngathi ngeke size sixegise emoyeni ngoba uma kunjalo na kanjani siyohluleka uma singebona abantu ababukhali njengommese ngokomoya.
And that's why we need to be spiritually sharp all the time and not be fall for the danger of becoming blunt spiritually.
Ingakho njalo ngokomoya simele ukuba sibe abantu ababukhali singawele engozini yokuthi sibe buthuntu.
Now these principles that I've demonstrated, I would like to take examples of that from the lives of two men of God.
Lezi zimo izimiso engikhulume ngazo ngithanda ukuthi ngizikhulume ngithathe izibonelo ebantwini ababili ezweni likaNkuluNkulunkulu.
Some of this I've shared with another group of people.
Khona ngeke ngakucobelela kukho lokhu nabanye.
But it kept coming back to me and it kept being laid on my heart for today.
Kodwa kuloko njalo bekubuya. Kubekeke enhlizweni yami ukuba ngikhulume ngakho namhlanje.
Let's pray once again.
Asiphinde sithandaze.
Oh God, please would you not speak to us and be with us now and guide us.
Nkulunkulu siyacela uthi ube kanye nathi, ukhulume nathi usihole.
And bless the service.
Ubusise Nkosi lenkonzo.
In Jesus name we ask.
Siyacela egameni lika Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first example I would like to take is King David.
Isibonelo sokuqala ngithanda ukusicaphuna esenkosi uDavid.
And I would like to demonstrate to you how slowly but surely God brought David to the point where he was less and less dependent on man and more dependent on God.
Ukuveza ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamthatha uDavid wagcina esesigabeni la wayese ehlisa ukuncika ebantwini.
We know how God started testing David's faith by making him face bears and lions.
Siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wavivinya kanjani ukukholwa kukaDavid emenza abhekane namabhubesi namabhele.
After he passed those tests, God brought him to face Goliath.
Emva kokuthi esedlulile phumelele kulezo yivivinyo, uNkulunkulu wambeka ukuthi abhekane noGoliath.
Now just think of this. He couldn't be all spiritual.
And
say, well, I'm only concentrating on what God gave me for against the bears and the lions.
Because
with Goliath, there were different practical things that he had to keep in mind. Bears and lions were not trained in warfare. Bears and lions were not trained in using swords. David had to take all this in mind.
UDavid wasekumele ukuthi konke ke lokhu akhumbule kube semqondweni wakhe.
To overcome Goliath.
Ukuze akwazi ukunqoba uGoliath.
And yet he had to keep his faith. He had to keep his trust in God to overcome Goliath.
Kodwa kukho konke lokwakumele ukuba agcine ukukholwa kwakhe.
Once again, God gave him victory. Then came the next test. David came back when the Ark of God was brought into Jerusalem. And it was a joyous occasion for him. And he danced before the Ark. And when he came back home, his wife spoke to him. And she said to him, "Oh, how the king of Israel embarrassed himself today before the children of Israel."
How
you humiliated yourself today.
David,
you're a king. You should behave in all circumstances like a king. You can't be dancing like a clown. It's amazing how some people are victorious in great challenges outside there, where they face Goliaths and they face bears.
Yamangaza ukuthi abanye abantu bakwazi ukuthi banqobe bebhekene nenselelo ezinzima la bebhekana khona noGoliath ukuthi bebhekana namabhele.
But when they get home, they fail to stand.
Kodwa uma sebesekhaya bahluleke ukunqoba.
It is at home where many Christians' testimony is destroyed.
Kusekhaya la ubufakazi babazalwana amaKristu amaningi buphela khona.
And you would think, well, he's a wonderful preacher. He's a wonderful child of God. But at home, he cannot act spiritually, and he starts becoming carnal.
Lo muntu lo uthi umfundisi oshumelayo aqeqebule umzalwane lo obukeke muhle kodwa uma esekhaya uyahluleka ukwenza izinto komoya uthatha izinto ngenyama.
And at home, he fails totally.
Uma esekhaya uyahluleka nje ngokuphelele.
But David overcame once again at home with Milcah, the daughter of Saul.
Now
just think, God is with David. God has helped him conquering. God has helped him slaying the Philistines. Tens of thousands of Philistines. But then God put him in a situation where he had to flee like a coward. Flee from King Saul. Night and day. He was hunted like they hunt a fox. Night and day. Up till one day where he got to a crisis situation. He was fleeing King Saul and he reached a point where he did not have food to eat. He came to the city of Nob, and there was no food to eat. Just think of it. And he went to the priest. And he said to the priest, "You've got the sacred bread here, over here with you."
Why said to the priest,
"Can you give me that to eat?" And you know what the priest had to do? Abimelech the priest.
u-Abimeleki umpriest.
He had to actually waive the rules for David.
Kwathi ukuthi azame ukuthi aphambanisa aguqule imithetho ngenxa kaDavid.
Because strictly speaking, only the priests were allowed to eat of that bread.
Ngoba empeleni leso singwa leso sasidliwa abapriest kuphela.
Strictly speaking, that bread was only allowed to be eaten in the holy place and not just anywhere.
Leso sinkwa leso empeleni kwakumele sidliwe endaweni engcwele kuphela, singadliwa noma ilaphi.
So David expect Abimelech the priest to actually break the law of God and of Moses so to give him some food to eat.
UDavide wenza ukubuya Abimeleki aphula umthetho ukuze amnikeze lesinkwa lesi asidle bengafanele ukuthi asidle.
David, how can you do that?
Davide kwenza kanjani ungjalo na?
Didn't you say the Lord is my shepherd?
Awushongwe uthi wena uJehova ungumalusi
wakho. I shall not want.
Wathi angikuswela.
Will the Lord not provide you all the food you need?
Ube ngeke yini uNkulunkulu akuphe konke ukudla okudingayo?
Did you have to go to a priest and ask him to break the law to give you food, bread to eat?
Kempela Davide bekumele ukuthi uziye kumpriest yomphulisa umthetho ukuze aphe wena ukudla.
David, you've lost your faith. You've lost your obedience to God.
Davide impela ulahlelwe ukukholwa kwakho. Ulahlelwe na ukumlalela uNkulunkulu.
Allow me to say this, dear friends.
Awuvumele ngisho lokhu sihlobo.
This is a weakness that the European brain very often falls into.
Lokhu ubuthaka ikakhulukazi abantu base-Europe noma abanengqondo yase-Europe abawela khona.
With a logical, legalistic way of looking at things, and things must be put and fall into specific rules for me, otherwise it's against God.
Labo bantu abanengqondo yabebekwe kutheni izinto kumele zilandelane kanje, kumele impela kube nje, uma ngingahambi ngalomthetho ngalendlela akukhona okukaNkulunkulu.
And I say again, and I've said it before, thank God for the fact that we have black brethren that serve God wholeheartedly with us, so that the whites don't get sidetracked and go lost in their own brains and their own logic.
Ake ngikuphinde lokhu sengikusho ngaphambili, siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi evangelini sinabo abazalwane abantsundu ukuze singagcini thina abamhlophe sichezuka ngoba izinto sifuna zihambe ngale ndlela esazi ngayo.
And thank God for a leader that was able to say God showed him he's got to shoot his brain to the moon, otherwise he will not be able to follow God.
Akabonga uNkulunkulu ngomholi owathi uNkulunkulu wamvezela ukuthi kumele uthi ingqondo yakhe ayithathe ihambe njengesiphuphutheki leso siyenyangeni, uma kungenjalo ngeke akwazi ukuhambisa ngokukaNkulunkulu.
Fortunately, the Lord Jesus justified David in the New Testament.
Kenhlanhla inkosi uJesu yamlungisisa uDavide ngalokho akwenza eTestamentini elisha.
When the Pharisees accused his disciples of eating, rubbing out corn on the Sabbath and eating it as they walked through the fields.
Lapho abaFarisi besola abafundi bakhe ukuthi bangenile badla ukolweni ngesonto lapho bedabula insimini.
The Lord Jesus said to them, "Didn't you see here what David did? When he went to the priest and he asked the priest to give him the bread that was only supposed to be eaten by priests."
Uthu Jesu kuba nibonanga ukuthi uDavide wenzani lapho aya kumpriest wacela ukuba mnikeze isinkwa leso bekwesaba priest kuphela.
Man is not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is made for man.
Umuntu akakhelwanga isabatha kodwa isabatha ilone lakhela umuntu.
Oh friends, to be able to hear God's voice in these subtle situations.
Awusihlobo ukuba singakwazi ukuzwa izwi likaNkulunkulu kulezimo ezinje.
And I tell you, if the Lord Jesus did not justify David, many would have maintained that David sinned when he asked and took of that bread. from this, the priest at Nob.
UJesu engalungisanga uDavid abaningi bebobambelela kulokho bazi ukuthi kuyisono lokho akwenza ukuthi adle leso sibo.
And the devil knew how sensitive this was.
NoSathane ubazi ukuthi into esebucayi kangakanani.
Because the next thing, Saul came to that town.
And
he found out what the priest had done. And Saul put all the priests in that town to death.
Saul was able to kill the priests in that town to death.
David could have thought that he's responsible for the death of these innocent priests. And remember, Satan is clever. He's the one that would go to you and say, David, you asked the priest to break the law. Look how God has punished you. You've been responsible for the death of innocent people by forcing them to give you bread.
Ati David wenuthe abapriesti abaphula umthetho. Bheka manje ukuthi sekwenzakaleni. Sekuchitheke igazi labantu abaningi abangenacala. Ngenxa yakho nje ukuthi uphoqe umpriest ukuba kunikeze isimo.
Oh friends, through the years how many people have accused the man of God who led this work of being responsible of evil and wrong things which he was never responsible for.
Awuzihlobo kaningi kangakanani kuleminyaka abantu beqhamuka behlasela ngisho umholi walomsebenzi bemsola ngezinto eziningi ezimbi angazenzanga.
And then suddenly, let me just leave David for a minute. Here are the priests.
Nampaba priest.
They were not heroes like David.
Babengebona amaqhawe njengoDavid.
They were not used to the tests that David had been used to.
Babengajwayele bona izivivinyo uDavid ebeyijwayele.
They were not important people that one would expect the devil would attack.
Babengebona abantu abasemqoka kangako.
They were just ordinary priests. And suddenly, these ordinary people was put into the same fiery furnace that Daniel's friends was put into.
Bona labantu nje abajwayelekile base bethathwa bafakwa esithandweni somlilo esifana nalese kwangena kuso Daniel.
Suddenly, they were tested. Just intensely, as David had been tested. Friend, if you associate with the Lord Jesus, expect any attack from the devil. Don't think you're low profile and the devil won't really pay attention to you. Once you make a decision to follow Christ, to give your life to Christ, to give everything to Him, then know you're an enemy of the devil and he'll do everything in his strength to make you desert and betray the Lord.
Lapho wenza kanjalo uSathane uyokwenza noma yini ngawe futhi uyogcina.
He'll bring temptations across your way that will blow your mind. He will threaten you and like a lion stands in front of your roaring to devour you. Be faithful to God. Don't give in. That's what happened when they attacked the leader of this work. It is one thing. One could understand it. Because the tallest trees get the most wind.
Ngoba phela imithi kuyiyona emide kakhulu iyona ehlangana nemimoya.
But they attacked the ordinary people that were living on the ground here on this mission just as much, just as intensely, and just as severely.
Basebehlasela ke manje abantu nje abakhona la ekhaya la emishini babahlasela nabo ngamandla nangomfutho ofana nalowo.
And friends, if you've been able to overcome this attack and this temptation to get confused, because many people got so confused by the logic that was being used, so confused they didn't know whether they're coming or going.
Umamhlobo ukwazile wena ukunqoba lokukhlaselo bekukhona ngoba baningi basala bedidekile bengasazi nokuthi bayaphuma noma bayangena.
Children turned against their parents.
Iy'ngane zabhekana zamelana nabazali.
Their biggest friends became their biggest enemies.
Abahlobo babo, abantu bekwabahlobo babo abakhulu baphenduka izinto.
And it all appeared so logical. It made so much sense. There was wrong. David did wrong.
Konke kwabonakala kuyinto engathi vele kufanele kwenzeke inomqondo ngoba phela nangu uDavide wenze iphutha uDavide.
The problem is the challenge, the question is not what man says, friends, but what does God say about what you've done?
Indaba enkulu sihloba khona ukuthi abantu bathini kodwa uNkulunkulu yena uthini ngalokho okwenzile na.
Then things got even tougher for David.
Izinto zaqala manje abalikhulu na kuDavid.
He reached a point where he had to flee to the Philistines in order not to sin against God and kill the Lord's anointed, Saul, the king of Israel.
Wasithole sesesimeni la kwaphoqa ukuthi abaleke aye kumaFilisti ukuze angagcini esebulala umgcotsho kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
Remember everything he did, everything, all the difficulties he got into was because he didn't want to sin against God and he didn't want to kill the Lord's anointed Saul.
Kodwa khumbula konke akwenza ngoba wengafuni ukona kuNkulunkulu, engafuni futhi ukuthi aone kumgcotsho kaNkulunkulu Saul.
Even though Saul was a half crazy man.
Nakuba uSaul wayewumuntu esingathi wayenjengohlanga.
And in his desperation he fled to the Philistines to be safe from Saul hunting him like a fox.
Ekuleyo ncindezi wagcina sebalekela kumaFilisti ukuze aphephe kulo Saul obemzingela njengenyamazana.
And there are many Bible commentators that said David sinned by going to the Philistines to go and hide there.
Baningi ke abacwaningayo nabakhuluma ngeBhayibheli abalicubungulayo abathi uDavide wona ngokuthi abalekele kumaFilisti.
Maybe friends, I shock you, but I don't see that God at any stage God was disappointed with David for doing it or expressed that he was disappointed with David.
Mhlawumbe ngiyakumangaza lokho kodwa angikhumbula ngiboni la kukhona khona uNkulunkulu eveza ukuthi akasithokozelanga isinyathelo sikaDavid.
And then one day there was a war between the Philistines.
Kolunye usuku kwaba nempi kumaFilisti.
And David would have to draw out in battle against his own people because he was staying with the Philistines.
UDavid kwade ukuthi abe sempini manje emeleni nabantu bakubo isizwe sakubo ngoba wehlala namaFilisti.
But God made a way for him.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wamenzela indlela.
The noblemen of the Philistines, the leaders, came to their king and said, "You can't let this David go to war with us. He will turn against us in the middle of the battle. He's got to stay here."
Abaholi bamaFilisti baya kuNkosi yabo bathi awukwazi ukumvumela lo David ukuba ahambe ayolwa empini eyolwa nabantu bakubo uzosijikela phakathi nempi ngcono sala.
And God answered David's prayer.
Can
I say that again? I believe God answered David's prayer and gave him a way out not to have to fight against his people. Because even if he would have gone and fought with his people against the Philistines, Saul would have still killed
him.
And then came the moment which I think was the most lonely time ever in God's life, in David's life.
Kwase kufika isikhathi engibona ukuthi kwaba isikhathi esinzima empilweni kaDavid.
Don't be surprised, friends, if God brings you to a point of loneliness.
Ukamangala isihlobo uma uNkulunkulu ekuletha esigabeni lapho uyizwela uwedwa khona.
David and his men came back to Ziklag where they were staying. And what did they find out? While they were away, the Amalekites came and took all their possessions, all their wives, and all their children away, captive.
Batholuthi ngesikhathi besahambile, uAmaleki ufikile, wathatha iy'ngane zabo zonke nomkabo, bathatha konke bafica ngasenalutho.
Now remember, all this time David had a group of men that went along with him while he was fleeing Saul and in everything he did.
Khumbula sonke lesi sikhathi uDavide wena madoda ekade emlandele ehamba naye nangesikhathi ebalekela uSaul.
But on that day when they returned to Ziklag, and they found their wives and children had been taken captive, that little group, which was the only group that was loyal to David, turned around against David.
Kodwa ngalolo suku lapho bethola khona ukuthi uAmaleki uhlasele wabaphuca ingane nomkabo, lelo qeqebane elincane laselisele nawe uDavide nalo lamjikele.
And friends, they didn't just accuse David. We read that they wanted to stone David to death.
And
I'm sure the devil was there to tempt David to become angry. What do you think of me? My wife and children have also been taken.
Now,
how can you accuse me? What right do you have? What have I done? I didn't want this. And David could have lost his temper. And he would have lost that sweet communion with God and grieved the Holy Spirit. How often are those not the times where we lose our tempers? Where we are absolutely helpless. There's no man to come to go to anymore. My closest friends has turned against me. I'm accused falsely. I'm not guilty, but they're accusing me. Oh, how our leaders have not gone through that. Not once, not twice, not 10 times. I don't know how many times. And friends, I say shame on you and shame on us if we did not stand with our leader in those times.
Yes, nawe uma singamanga kanye nabaholi bethu ngalezo sikhathi.
Shame in the sense of ihlazo, it's a shame that we if we didn't do it.
Uma singakwenzanga lokho kuyinto eyihlazo.
But what saved David?
UDavide kodwa wasindiswa yini?
He was falsely accused.
UDavide wayekade esolwa ngento angayenzanga.
He lost everything he had.
Walahlelwa ikhona konke nakho.
He lost his wife and children.
Walahlelwa umkakhe nezingane zakhe.
He lost his group of men that were loyal to him and fought with him always.
Walahlekelwa ilamadoda iqeqe bandlele elaliselisele ngakuyena lilwa naye njalo.
Did he abandon his faith in the Lord?
Wakulahla yena ukukholwa kwakhe.
Did he say, Lord, no, sorry. It's impossible to follow you. No man can follow you. You're a hard God that no man can follow.
Washo yini uthi uNkulunkulu ngiyaxolisa ngeke songaphezulu kwami. Nkulunkulu uNkulunkulu olukhulu ukuba umuntu angakulandeli.
You tell us in your word you're such a merciful and wonderful God. You're a hard, merciless God that beats and beats and beats and there's no mercy from you.
Athawezwini lakho kodwa uthi uNkulunkulu onomusa kodwa uNkulunkulu obukhali olibe sishaya kuze kuphele ngathi.
You see how I try to serve you, Lord, but you don't say thank you. All you can do is beat me over and over again.
Uyabona uNkulunkulu uthi ngizama kangakanani ukuba ngikukhonze kodwa kunokuthi ngibonge uyangibhaxabula nje uyangibhaxabula.
But David did not do that.
Kodwa uDavid akwenzanga lokho.
The Bible says he went and he strengthened himself in whom? In this God that was so cruel and hard? Yes. He ran to that very God who was doing this to him. He ran to him, spent time with him, and strengthened himself in the Lord.
iBhayibheli lithi wahamba waziqinisa enkosini kuye lo nkulunkulu.
And he strengthened himself and encouraged himself. What did he do after that? Did he go and say, you know what? I'm going to try and get my wife and children, but I can't go with this group of men because they've betrayed me.
Washo yini ukuthi hayi ke sengizovuka manje. Hambe ngiyolanda izingane zami nomkami kodwa ngizuhamba nalamadoda lawa ngoba lamadoda angikhaphelile
and hated them back
abazonde ngalokho
and took his bags and went away and said okay goodbye you can see how you get along without me
athathi kwamazaka athi ayisaleni kanjalo niyobothi ngiqhubeka kanjani aphandle kwami
no he came back strengthened and he got that group of men together again encouraged them again and they went out against the Amalekites to get their wives and children back.
Kodwa wabuye sesemandleni waphindela kuwo futhi lamadoda wawaqinisa bahamba sebenamandla beyohlasela uAmaleki beyolanda izingane zabo nomkabo.
Oh, what an example. Friends, I tell you again, Paul says here that you will that you may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment to discern what is the important thing at this moment. What is the right way to act? How should I deal with this thing?
UMpostoli Paul luvame kakhulu njalo ekwazini naseqondeni konke ukuba siqonde sihlukanise sazi ukuthi ikuphi okusemqoka njengamanje.
That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
Ukuze nikwazi ukwahlukanisa nize nibe mhlophe nabangakhubekisiyo kuze kube lusuku lukaKristu.
Let me just read what another translation says.
Ake ngifunde ukuthi elinye umusho likubeka.
So that you may, after putting them to the test, recognize the true value of the finer distinctions involved in Christian conduct. The true value of discerning the right things in Christian behavior.
Ukuze lapho senikuvivinyile konke, nikwazi ukuba niqonde lokho okuyinani okutholakalayo ebuKristwini.
In order that you might be undefiled and thus pure and not a stumbling block to anybody.
Ukuze nibe ngabangangcoliswanga abamhlophe nabangakhubekisiyo.
Friends, through everything, David remained undefiled and pure and not a stumbling block to anybody.
Sihlobo khona konke uDavide wakwazi ukuba abe ngongangcolisiwe omhlophe ongakhubekisiyo futhi kumuntu.
Can you say that? As you sit here and you think back about your life, have there not been cases where you've been a stumbling block, where you've allowed the actions and the behavior of people to defile you and you lost your purity? If there are, friends, it's still time of grace. Go and make that right. Let me come to the last example. The example of Abram. We know that Abram couldn't have God promised him and Sarah a son that would be born. But when they grew old and the boy was not, Sarah didn't get a son, then they start making their own plans. And then Sarah said to Abram, take another wife for you, at least then you'll get a son from her.
Sarai wathi ku Abraham, thola omunye mhlamba ungathola indodana kuyena.
And Abram took Hagar as his second wife.
Abraham wamthatha uHagar kuba abe umkakhe wesibili.
And from that Ishmael was born.
Kuyilapho kwazaleka khona uIshmael.
And then we read that an amazing thing happened.
Siyafunda ukuthi khona kuyisimanga okwenzeka.
One day, Sarah, when Ishmael was already more than 13 years old, Sarah saw something. And she went to Abram and said, send Hagar away with a son into the desert. And the Bible says that it was a grievous thing in the eyes of Abram because he loved Ishmael also, his son. But God said to him, Abram, send them. Do as Sarah said, I will make many nations from Ishmael as well. Now just think, to chase a woman and her son, not into the city where there are other people that can help her, into a desert where there's no water and no people around. That's what Abram did. But we read that the Lord saved their lives because he created a fountain next to them where Hagar could go and get water and give it to Ishmael when he was on the point of dying. And then we read, then one would think, oh, thank God, you know, the Lord was faithful. It would have been terrible if Sarah went and died in the desert. But maybe that's not what Hagar did. Because we read that she went back to her people, the Egyptians, and she got a wife for Ishmael there.
Koba siyafunda ukuthi waphindela kubantu bakubo abasegibhithe wayese emtholela umakoti khona.
Can you imagine how she could have walked around in Egypt and tell everybody what a terrible, crazy man this Abram is?
Wayengakwenza ukuthi ahambe egibhithe lokwehlenyuka etshela abantu ukuthi u-Abraham umuntu onenhliziyo embi kanjani, onenhliziyo elikhulu.
She could have made them all up against Abram, that they all stand together and say, this Abram is a crazy man, he's an evil man, he doesn't have the right to live in this world anymore.
Wayengabanyakazisa bonke ukuba bavuke bathi hawu lo muntu u-Abraham umuntu omubi, umuntu onenhliziyo elikhulu, akafanele ukuphila kulomhlaba.
She could have done, remember, Abram was traveling in tents to different kingdoms. She could have painted his name black wherever he went.
Khumbula u-Abraham kwakuwumuntu ohambayo ehambela imibuso eyahlukahlukene. Wayengampenda lapho abe umuntu omubi kuleyo mbuso yonke ayihambelayo.
He needed the mercy of kings where he traveled with his tent so that they will allow him to stay in their kingdom. And Sarah and Hagar could have painted his name so black that nobody wants him there.
Kulezo ndawo ahamba kuzona kulawo matende wedinga umusa kulawo makhosi ukuze akwazi ukuhlala khona. UHagar wayengahamba lingcolisa igama lakhe kuzo zonke lezi ndawo.
To the extent that one thinks, well, maybe it would have been better for her to die in the desert too than to do what she's been doing.
Kuze kufinyelele lapho umuntu ezothi hayi kungcono ba wevele wafela ehlane kunokuthi enze lento yenza.
Lord, maybe you shouldn't have saved her and Ishmael's life.
Uzuthi uNkosi mhlambi kwangafanele basinde beno Ishmael.
But where did this all start?
Kodwa lokhu kwaqalaphi na?
It started when Sarah saw Ishmael teasing or taunting Isaac.
Kulapho kwaqala lapho Sarai ebona Ishmael ebhuqa Isaka.
The word which the Hebrew word which is new used for Abram taunting Isaac is the Hebrew word tsakak.
NgokwesiHebheru ke lelo gama elisetshenziswayo lapho uIshmael ebhuqa uIsaka igama elithi tsakak.
And what does it mean?
Lichazani leli gama?
It means to laugh outright.
Kuchaza ukuthi umuntu avele ahleke nje ahleke usulu.
Either in happiness or in scorn, where you despise someone and you laugh at him outright, you scorn him.
Ukuhleka lolu sulu uhleka ngoba ujabule noma uhleka ngoba umbhuqa lo munye umuntu.
It can also mean playing in a sexual way.
Lingaphinde futhi lichaza ukudlala kodwa ukuthinta ezocansi.
Bible says one of the kings saw Jacob playing with Rebekah and then he realized, oh, it's his wife.
IBhayibheli yakhuluma utheli enye yamakhosi yambona uJakobe edlala kanye noRebekah wayeseqonda ukuthi umkakhe.
So we don't know whether Ishmael were playing with Isaac in a sexual way.
Asazi noma uIshmael embona enza lokho Abraham wembona kwenza noIsaac ngendlela yocansi.
Or whether he was taunting and mocking him and pulling his hair and running away and pulling his hair, and when Isaac turned around and slapped him, he would run and say, oh mommy, he slapped me.
Noma mhlambi wena ube mjaha afika mdonse ngendlebe mdonse ngeyinwele. Uma lo ebuya uIsaac ebuya emshaya usezokhala akayikhalisaye kuma wakhe obika ukuthi awu ma usengishayile.
Can I say this to the young people, to the children in our midst?
Ake ngisho lokhu kwiingane eziphakathi kwethu.
God takes it very seriously what you do and what you say when you are playing.
uNkulunkulu uyakuthatha kubhekisise kahle lokho okwenzayo nokushoyo manidlala.
Don't think, ah, we're just playing, we're just children. God took the deeds and the words of Ishmael so serious that it ended up in them being chased away, and he lost a father. And for the rest of his life, he had to live without a father.
uNkulunkulu wakubukisisa lokhu, wakuthatha njengento esemqoka. wakuthathela isinyathelo impilo yakhe yonke wakhula engenayo ubaba.
What are you children playing? What are you talking about? What are you saying when you're playing? What do you do? Do you lose your temper? Do you do this filthy things? Have you brought that all to the light? Have you asked God for forgiveness?
Nidlala ngani na ingane? Nidlala kanjani? Nikhulumani? Nithini nenzani? Niyayingcolisa? Niyacasuka? Uma kunjalo sukulethileni ekukhanyeni.
What should Isaiah, what should Ishmael have done?
Kwakumele enzeni uIshmael?
And in this I see what to me has become the heart of how God worked in this revival.
Kulokhu ngibona lokho kuyiqikithi noma inhliziyo yendlela uNkulunkulu asebenze ngayo kule mvuselelo.
If God had truly spoken and Ishmael heard the voice of God and were convicted about his sins.
Uma uNkulunkulu abekhuluma ngempela, uIshmael walizwa izwi likaNkulunkulu wahlabeka ngezono zakhe.
Ishmael would have said, "Mom, I need to go back. And I've got to go back to my father. And I've got to go back to Auntie Sarah. And I have to go back to Isaac. And I must say, apologize to them. Because God has robbed me of my peace. Even though I'm in another country, I'm in the desert of Paran. I've got another wife. But God doesn't give me peace there where I am because there's this thing on my conscience, an evil thing I did, and I have not made it right."
Kwakubela uIshmael ukuba ayekuma wakhe uHagara athi, "Ma, ngidinga ukubuyela emuva. Ndikubuyela kubaba u-Abraham, ngidinga ukubuyela kumamncane uSarai, ngidinga ukubuyela ku-Isaac ngiyoxolisa ngalokho engakwenza ngoba nginako ukuthula nakuba ngile ezweni elikude. Sengithole unkosikazi khona kodwa kukhona lokho kusasele emuva engidinga ukulunga."
It would have been humiliating.
Kwakuyoba into eyomehlisa.
It would have taken a long time.
Kwakuyothatha isikhathi.
It would have been shameful.
Kwakuyoba into eyihlazo.
But it would have made the forgiveness of God precious.
Kodwa kokuyowenza ukuba ukuthethelela kaNkuluNkulu kube ligugu.
But what do we do? We don't bother about the things where we've sinned in the past. We ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. I refuse to go and apologize. It's too difficult. It's too difficult. But I continue to claim that I'm a Christian. And what do? You make the gospel cheap. Yes, you go around and you carry on to go to church and you carry on to claim to be a Christian and you carry on to claim you've received forgiveness, but it's a cheap grace that you are promoting.
Yebo, ngiyaqhubeka ngesontweni, ngiyaqhubeka ngimkhonza uNkulunkulu, ngithi ngumKristu, kodwa ngalokho ngenze kube ivangeli libe lula.
Let me read to you a piece that some many of you may know.
Ake nginifundele indaba cishe abaningi benu niyayazi.
From Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Eqhamuka kulokho kwabhalwa uDietrich Bonhoeffer.
Who was finally executed by Hitler.
Owabulawa, ebulawa uHitler.
He was a preacher in Germany.
Wayekade ke lo Bonhoeffer umshumayele eJalimane.
And he wrote a piece about cheap grace.
Kukhona umuco obhala ngekuthiwa cheap grace okusho ukuthi umusa olulana nje.
He says cheap grace means we sell it on the market at a cheap price.
Uthi masikhuluma ngomusa olula kube ngazuthi umusa odayiswayo nje ezimakethi ngemali encane.
Baptism, the Lord's Supper, forgiveness of sin, the consolation of religion are thrown away cheap to people.
Umbhaphathizo, ukuthethelwa kwezono, kuhlanganiswa kwenkolo, kuba into njengazuthi lula iphonselwa nje abantu bayinikwa nje.
Grace is presented as the church big treasury.
Umusa uvezwa njengento eyingcebo enkulu yebandla.
From which she showers blessings on generous hands without asking questions and without any limits connected to it.
Lapho kuvezwa ngazuthi ngezandla zakhe usehlisela izibusiso ngesihle nje ngezandla ezivulekile kungabuzwa umbuzo futhi akunamkhawulo.
Because the essence of grace, we say, is that the account has been paid by the Lord Jesus long ago already.
Ngoba masikhuluma ngomusa sithi inani selakhokho uJesu kudala.
And because Jesus has paid for it, everybody can have it now, cheap, for nothing. Get God's grace. It doesn't cost you anything.
Sithi ngoba uJesu sakhokha, wonke umuntu angakuthola manje, kumahala angakuthola, kudinga ukukhokha lutho.
And the cost, the price that Jesus paid, has no limits. That's why the grace is without limits. You can just do what you like and experience the grace.
Lelo nani uJesu alikhokha, alinamkhawulo, ngakho nawe ungenza noma yini ongenamkhawulo.
Then he says, what would grace be if it wasn't cheap?
Uthi ke umusa ubungaba yini uma ubungena ubungave ulula ungenanani kangaka.
This is what true grace should be.
Lokho bekumele kube umusa wangempela.
Cheap grace is preaching forgiveness without repentance.
Lo musa olula yilo kushumayela intethelelo ngaphandle kokuphenduka.
Baptism without church discipline.
Ukuthi umuntu abhaphathiswe ngaphandle kokuthi aqondiswe kahle ebandleni.
Oh, I tell you, this matter of church discipline is a terrible thing.
Le ndaba yokuthi kube noqondiswa ebandleni kuyinto enzima kakhulu.
You are not God.
Uzothi umuntu awuyena uNkulunkulu.
I live before God.
Mina ngiphila phambi kwaNkulunkulu.
The church can't discipline me. Who do they think they are?
Ibandla likwazi ukuthi lingiqondise, bacabanga ukuthi bawubani bo.
Bible says cheap grace is to be part of a church with no discipline.
Ibhayibheli lithi ukuba phansi kwebandla kungaqondiswa khona yona musako lula lo.
Communion without confession.
Ukuhlanganyela ezidlweni senkosi ngaphandle kokuvuma.
Communion without confession.
Ukuhlanganyela ezidlweni senkosi ngaphandle kokuvuma izono.
Forgiveness without personal confession about your personal sin.
Ukuthethelelwa ngaphandle kokuvuma ezakho izono.
Cheap grace is grace without having to be a disciple.
Lo Musa olula umusa othola nje kodwa ungakwazanga ukuthi ube umfundi kuqala.
Grace without the cross.
Umusa ngaphandle kwesiphambano.
Grace without the Lord Jesus.
Umusa ngaphandle kuka Jesu.
You just have his grace to belong to a church.
Ube nomusa nje wakhe ukuthi ube sebandleni.
What is precious grace?
Uyini umusa oyigugu na?
Costly grace is the treasure hidden in the field.
Lo Musa oyigugu obizayo umusa ofihliwe ensimini.
For the sake of it, a man will go and sell all that he has.
Ngenxa yalo Musa umuntu efuna ukuzuza uyohamba dayise konke nakho.
It is the pearl of great price to buy.
Kuyiphelele elinenani elibizayo ukulithenga.
For which a man will sell all his possessions.
Ngoba umuntu uyodayisa konke nakho.
It is to be ruled by Christ as your king.
Kukubusa uKristu eyinkosi yakho.
For whose sake a man will pluck out his eye if his eye makes him stumble.
Lo Musa lo ngazubiza ukuthi umuntu akhiphe iso lakhe, umiso lakhe limkhubekile.
Are you so serious to follow Christ that you're willing to pluck out your eye if it makes you stumble?
Ingabe uzimisele ngaleyo ndlela ukulandela uKristu ukuthi ungaze ulikhiphe impeliso lakho uma likonile.
He says it is the call of Jesus Christ at which the disciple leaves his nets, his boats, his catching of fish, and he follows Christ.
Uthi kuyilolo bizo likaKristu la umuntu azashiya amanethi akhe, ashiya umkhumbi wakhe ukuze amlandele.
How often have I not seen people following Christ?
Kaningakanani ngibabona abantu belandela uChrist.
But when they get a profession.
Kodwa uma ngabe sebethola
When they get a qualification, when they get a degree, then they leave Christ. They don't leave their ships, they leave Christ for their ships. Costly grace is the gospel which must be sought again and again. It is the gift which must be asked for, the door at which a man must
knock.
That grace is expensive because it calls us to follow. It's expensive and it is grace because it calls us to follow Jesus. That's grace, to be able to follow Jesus. It is costly because it costs a man his life. Really, Ishmael, was it too expensive for you to go back and apologize to Abram for what you've done? Is that too expensive for you? To get peace with God? Because we live before God, not before people. In people's eyes, yes, Ishmael was okay. He was poor. He suffered. But in God's eyes, it was a different story. It is costly because it condemns sin, and grace because it justifies the sinner. Above all, it is costly because it cost God the life of His Son. It is grace because God did not reckon His Son too precious a price to pay for your and my soul. Have you forgotten that? Have you forgotten the price that God had to pay for you and me to receive forgiveness of our sins? Truly, have you forgotten that? Oh, dear friend, please don't make the grace of God cheap with your life, the life that you live. And that is where Ishmael and Hagar ended. How often would the devil have not come to Ishmael and say, hate your father, Abram, for what he's done to you. You see, that's why Paul says you must discern in each situation what is the right thing to do. Let me go to one last example of Abram. We read that when he came with Lot, his nephew, when they came outside Sodom and Gomorrah, then the servants of Abram and Lot started arguing because of water for the cattle, because of a well for the cattle. And Now one would say, oh, you know what? That's ridiculous. Who cares? Let these guys fight if they want to, you know. It doesn't touch me. But it grieved Abram. Because they were quarreling. Friends, do not let quarreling amongst us ever become a light thing to you. Abram saw the quarreling so serious that he went to Lot and he said, Lot, let's rather part. We cannot allow this quarreling, not between us, between our workers to carry on. Abram is the father of Lot, so to say, spiritually. He could have said to Lot, Lot, sorry, my boy, you've got to go somewhere with your people. But Abram was willing for himself to be plunged into an uncomfortable life because he allowed Lot to choose where he wanted to go.
Abraham was vumelutang haya empilweni enganethezekile kangako ngenxa ukuthi wavumela uLot ukuthi akhethe yena ukuthi ufuna ukuya.
Makes me, reminds me of a moment I remember. It was years ago that Reverend Stegen took a service. We were in the dining room. All the Sunday services in those days were in the dining hall. And the door in dining hall was full, there was no place, so I sat on the brick wall on the steps outside the dining hall. And he spoke about this. And he said, if Lot wanted to do the right thing, he would have said, Father Abram, I'll rather lose my workers but stay with you because God's anointing is on you. If Lot was really serious to make the gospel precious and not cheap, he would not have gone to Sodom and Gomorrah. He would have said, Father Abram, I stay with you and I stick it out with you. But they allowed the quarreling to drive them apart. Oh, friends, do we know the harm we do to God's kingdom when we quarrel amongst ourselves? And where you've quarreled, have you apologized? Or are there still unsettled quarreling, arguments you've had? Where you've said things you should not have said. That you haven't sorted out. Here's my last point. I told you where David ended at one stage. Where he was deserted by all men. And he only trusted in God. If God seems to prune you in life.
UNkulunkulu ezama ukuthi akuthene empilweni.
And he cuts off branches in your life that hurts.
Aqume amagatsha athize empilweni yakho kulimaza.
To the point where you think, well, I am just useless.
Usuzifinyelela uzibona khona ukuthi ngumuntu ongelutho.
Don't allow the devil to tell you you're just useless.
Ungamvumeli uSathane kube wena okutshelayo ukuthi wena umuntu oyalutho.
You can't mean anything to anybody anymore.
Atawa usho lutho nje kumuntu.
No, then say, Lord, even if you've pruned me.
Kodwa thana Nkosi nakuba ngabe usungithenile.
Even if you've cut off branches from me that bleed.
Nakuba Nkosi ususile amagatsha kimina kusale kopha.
Even if it feels I'm left with nothing to serve you.
Noma kubona ngathi sengisele ngasena lutho kokukhonza.
I will serve you and I'll be faithful with you and I will serve you with a little bit that's left.
Ngiyakukhonza ngiyozama ngithembeke kuwe ngikukhonze ngalokho okuncane kusasele.
I've said this but allow me to say it once again.
Sengaye ngakusho lokho ngivumeleni ukuba ngikuphile.
There was a time where God did that in my life. When God, let me say the first time God did that to me.
Kwaba khona isikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu eqalena kwenza lokho kimi.
And I was a young student.
Ngangise umfundi osemusa.
And I went to the Bible one day alone and I said, Lord, please just encourage me. Life is hard. You've made life difficult for me.
Ngaye eBhayibhelini olunyusu ngathi hawu uNkulunkulu ngiyacela awukungiququzele nje impilo yenze yaba nzima.
And I thought, well, maybe the Lord would give me a word from Psalms about how precious I am, or from the book of Isaiah, how precious I am, or Jeremiah, how precious I am to him.
Kagithi mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu uyawungineza incwadi ivesi kumahubo noma kuyizana noma uJeremiah la engitusa khona ukuthi ngiyigugu kanjani emehlweni akhe.
And I opened the Bible, prayed and I opened the Bible.
Ngathandaza ngalivula iBhayibheli.
And what did I read?
Ngafundani.
A verse that said, it is good for a man to carry the yoke in his youth.
Ngathola ivesi elithi kuhle kumlungela umuntu ukuthi alithwale ijoke ebusheni bakhe.
And I said, Lord, if you beat me, even if you beat me down to the ground, I will hold on to you while I'm lying on the ground. I'll hold on to your ankles.
Kase ngithi Nkosi noma ungangishanga ize ngwele phansi noma sengilele phansi ngobambelela kuwena emaqakalini.
Friends, we have a precious gospel.
Sihlobo sinevangeli lesimanga.
And may God give each one of us the grace to discern God's will in the different situations.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasinika ilona lo umuso ukuba sikwazi ukuhlukanisa intando kaNkulunkulu kwizimo zonke esibhekana nazo.
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment.
Ngikhuleka lokhu kuba uthando lwenu luvame kakhulu njalo kwazini nasekuqondeni konke.
That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
Ukuze nikwazi ukwahlukanisa nize nibe mhlophe nabangakhubekisiyo ukuze kube lusuku luka Christ.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalelizwe sesilithole namhlanje.
We are thankful to the Lord for the word we received today.
Ngibona ukuthi namhlanje besifundiswa ingqikithi yokholwa.
I believe that we were taught the nucleus of believing, of faith.
Ngoba sizwile njena ukholwa sikwazi ukuthatha noma kanjani. Kumele kube into egxilile futhi kumele kube into umuntu nomuntu azitholela yena. Ukuthi ukholwa ngiyaqonda ukholwa kungokwami.
Because we've heard that faith is not just something that just anybody received. It must be something that must be obtained at a cost, and it must be something personal where each individual must know, I have received the faith.
Njengoba umphostoli Paul washo ukhulekela leso sikhathi lapho kungase kuba khona isidingo ukuthi umuntu atshele ukuthi yazi inkosi kodwa umuntu eyofinyelela ekuthenini ilona lo athi ngiyayazi ngiyayiqonda ngiyakwazi ukukhuluma kaNkuluNkulu ngiyazi ukuthi uNkuluNkulu lo okhulumayo uma ngingakafinyeleli lokho kuwe mzalwane wami usalahlekile.
Because Paul said, we don't need to remain at the place where I am being told what to do in order to believe. We must reach a point where I know how what it means to believe, what I must do to believe, and hear God's voice in that.
Ukuhamba ngokomoya hlukanisa manje. Uhamba ngokomoya kuhlukile ekuhambeni ngokwenyama.
And to walk by the Spirit, listen carefully, is different from walking in the flesh.
EBhayibhelini encwadini yokuqala baseKorinte isahloko seshumi nantathu khulunywa ngothando. Masilitholile lolo thando lukaKristu, sizoyiqonda kahle le ndaba. Uthando aluzifunele okwalo, uthando aluyicabangele okwalo. Kunalokho ucabangela umakhelwane wakho, ucabangela omunye umuntu kunoma uyifunele wena.
And if you read in 1 Corinthians 13, you read about love, and you read exactly what love is supposed to be like. It doesn't think of itself, it thinks of its neighbor. It's not concerned about itself.
Cabanga uDavide esesemathubeni ukuthi ayiphendulela ayilwele kulona mbalekelayo noma sesike ingubo yakhe uzishayekile enhlizweni ngiyenza kanjani le ndaba kogcotshiweyo kaNkuluNkulu na.
Just think, when David had the opportunity to cut off a piece of the garment of the man who was chasing him around, he was touched in his heart, convicted, how can I do this to this man?
Uyabona ukuthi chaza ukuthini ukuhamba noNkulunkulu. Cabanga ukuthi abantu benzani namhlanje. Buka kwabantu benzani. Bazenzela lokho abakuthandayo. Bayikhulumela lokho abakuthandayo. Bayathuka mabethuka inhlamba. Benza lokho abathanda ukwenza. Kwabagcotshiweyo bakaNkulunkulu. Kodwa buka nje umuntu onokuhlukanisa, ohamba emoyeni, oyiqondayo indaba kaNkulunkulu. Oqondayo futhi nokuhamba noNkulunkulu kusho ukuthini kuyinto enjani.
Just look how people take the faith nowadays. You think what you want, you speak what you want, you even curse when you feel like cursing, you do whatever you want. There's nothing that directs you, nothing that's burdening you, that's guiding you.
Kodwa siyafunda la ukuthi uma uhamba noNkulunkulu wesaba uNkulunkulu, wesaba nokwenzana, wesaba ukwenza okubi, ngoba uzoma kanjani, uzothini kuNkulunkulu ngokwenza kwakho okwenzile kuyena.
But here we read, if you truly fear the Lord, when you now have to make a decision what to do, you will know what to do because of the fear of the Lord you have.
Sizwile nangokwamukela umusa ngendlela eshibhileyo. Wonke umuntu webiza ngothi umKristu namhlanje uyikholwa, uyikholwa, uyikholwa. Uma besingamakholwa ngabe izinto zinje.
We've heard how cheap grace has become. Everybody nowadays claim, I'm a Christian, I believe in the Lord, I'm a following of God. You're a follower of God if you like this.
Uma besingabalandeli bakaNkulunkulu sihamba ngokwendlela. Yini pho kube njene ezweni? Yini kwanda ububo omngaka? Yini amakholwa afake amakhanda phansi angavanga amobala aphikisane nezinto engahambisani noNkulunkulu?
If we follow God truly, why are things the way they are in this world? Why are things so degraded? If we are true followers of Christ, why is it as if we're hid our faces under the ground while things are going wrong, and we're afraid and not bold enough to stand up for what's right?
Uma si utholile lo musa wokusindiswa sakuthatha nathi njengegugu bese uvele sithule nje simane sithule zonakala izinto sikhona uma ngabe singabantu abahamba ngokusemoyeni na.
If things are true that we've met with God and walking by faith, will things continue the way it's been going on, going wrong in our country, the way it's been going wrong, if we were all Christians?
Izwi leNkosi lithi, phezu kwazo zonke izipho esingayijonga sifuna ukuba naso, kumele ukuba sijonge isipho sokuhlukanisa.
And God's word says, above all things to strive for the gift of discernment.
Uma ngabe ngingumKristu ngingakwazi ukuhlukanisa, ngingakwazi ukubona okukhanyayo, ngingakwazi ukubona okusiba emnyameni, ngisenkingene ngiyumzalwane.
And if I'm a Christian and I do not have discernment, I don't have the discernment to see when I'm in darkness, when I'm in the wrong thing and doing the wrong thing, I'm in great trouble.
Uzothola abantu abaningi okholo kwabo kufana noSara abathi mabeqhamuka behlangana nenkinga bese beqhathanisa izinto babone ixazululo lezo ixazululo ezobuye baxake futhi ngaphambili.
And you'll end up like Sarah, meeting up with a situation that they can't explain, and you find a solution, and the solution just causes problems.
Sarah kamthola umntwana ayi ngoba sekuyisikhathi esinjena sekulethi sikhulile manje cha ngcono ukuthi manje Abraham thola nangu wesifazane ukuze uthole indodana.
Here we're getting old. We don't have a child. We're getting older and older. The promise isn't being fulfilled. Abram, take yourself another wife. You get a son. And here the son comes and then it's more trouble. That is walking in the flesh.
Ngeke senze izinto ezobuye didi abantu ezobe zisixake futhi sidala isimo sibe lukhuni kakhulu kunaqala.
Because if we walk in the spirit, we won't act and do things which will cause more confusion than ever.
uNkulunkulu asawukele ukuba sibe nalokho kuhlukanisa. Iyini intando kaNkulunkulu ngempilo yami na?
May God grant us the discernment to discern God's will.
Nalo Mose sutholile singawenzi ube yize kodwa sithi uNkulunkulu ngokufa kwakhe siphambanweni siyakubonga ngeGolgotha siyabonga ngokuthi usithumele indodana yakho uJesu Kristu ukuba ngayo sikuthole lokho kusizakala sikuthole lokho kuthethelelwa kwezono zethu.
And as far as receiving, experiencing grace, we thank God for Golgotha. We thank God for his sacrifice. We thank you, God, for forgiveness of sin and that we've experienced cleansing.
Futhi ube nakho ukuyibuza ngabe zithethelelwe yini izono zami na?
Because without that, I'll be unsure, have I been forgiven my sin?
Zalwane wami, ezakho izono zithethelelwe na? Igazi lendodana kaNkulunkulu Jesu Kristu seliwenzile umsebenzi empilweni nasenhlizweni yethu na?
Dear brother, sister, has your heart been cleansed? Have you been forgiven all your sins?
Uma kungenjalo ikhuhluleka nokuhlukanisa ikhuxova izinto ikhuthi wenza izinto ngendlela okuyiyona kunalokho ushiya abantu bexabene ushiye kunesiphithiphithi awukwazi ukuhlukanisa.
If not, it's not surprised that you are mixing things up, confusing things, and you're leaving people get behind in quarreling and arguing and disagreement.
Khuluma izinto noma ukhuluma uzi ukuthi usulimaza abantu awakuboni ukuthi sekonakele izinto awuhambe emoyeni uhambe enyameni.
You say things glibly, you don't even realize you've hurt people. You only hear afterwards, oh, you've done the wrong thing. You're walking in the flesh and not in the spirit.
Umusa kaNkulunkulu wamkelizwe wamkele ngendlela eshibhile. Kodwa mase utholile lo musa kaNkuluNkulu ngendlela ukuthi ubu uligugu empilweni yethu asikwazi ukwenza nomi kanjani asikwazi ukuyiphatha nomi kanjani ngoba sikhumbula lokhu ya uNkuluNkulu asenzela khona.
The grace of God is a gift that we receive freely. We don't have to pay for it. But once we've accepted it, then there's a change. It changes my life. It changes the way I behave.
Uma umzalwane usahamba enyameni, phenduka namhlanje umzalwane wami. Funa uhamba ngokamoya. Funa uhamba ngokweqiniso. Funa uhamba ukuba siphile lempilo kaNkulunkulu, sikwazi ukuhlukanisa kumnyama lokhu, kumhlophe lokhu.
If you have received forgiveness, brother, sister, break with the sin. Break with not forgiving, keeping grudges. Break with living carnally and follow the Lord.
Astandaz.
Let's pray.
Nkosi, sewukhulumile nathi namhlanje.
Lord, you spoke to us today.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngezwi lakho siphelona namhlanje.
Thank you for the word that you gave us.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi ufuna ukuba sihambe singabantu, singabazalwane abahlukanisayo.
You want us to walk this earth being able to discern what your will is and what is not your will. You've given us examples of people who walked with you and how to humble themselves before you and how to make right and receive forgiveness before you.
We as fundisa Nkosi ukuthi umuntu okholwayo ufuna kabe nendlebe yokuzwa oqhamuka kumoya ongcwele.
You've taught us how a child of God is supposed to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Selekelele Nkosi singamcimi umoya ongcwele lapha ekhomba izinto lapha ekhomba ukufushi bethu ukuthi asiphelelisiwe ingakho singakwazi nokuhlukanisa singenawo nomoya okuhlukanisa okuhle nokubi.
May we not found grieving your Holy Spirit where we are unable to discern and how to make a difference and live a godly life.
Sicela Nkosi uqhubeke nathi usigcine. Qhubeka ukukhuluma Nkosi ezinhlizweni zethu. Size sibe labo bantu Nkosi ozosho ngabo ukuthi bahambe emoyeni bangabantwana bakho abawenzize umusa okusindiswa kwabo.
Make us people who discern, who walk in the spirit and of whom it can be seen that we have discernment. We ask this in the name of him who died for us, our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.